So, welcome everybody to one of our bonus tracks that we are going to. We promised a long time ago.
Riff tracks, kind of.
Kind of. It's not so much us, you know, making fun of things and trying to do like a Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, but we will.
Well, we'll do that some of the time, but other times it might be a lot of reminiscing or other crap. So it's
memories.
If we directed it, this would be our commentary track, essentially.
And for the first memory-filled extravaganza, we will be watching He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Season 1, Volume 1, Episode 1.
Available on Netflix. That's the other thing that we're going to do is most of our riff tracks that we're going to do, we're going to try to make sure that you have access to them to a reasonable degree. So it's not like you have to go to iTunes and buy the movie for $14.99. If you have Netflix, it's available. We're also going to try to do it with content on Crackle. We might slip into the occasional movie that you have to actually pick up, but
until then,
we're price conscious. Until then,
we're going to watch a show with no Nancy men whatsoever. These are He-Men. This is He-Man,
which I've never watched any of this. So this will be
he's a really great role model. You know, blonde haired, blue eyed, iron cross on his chest. Yeah, somebody thought that'd be a great idea for a superhero. So hey, and oh yeah, he claims to be the master of the universe.
Oh well, so there you go.
Who knows? Whoever came up with this one, but
give it a hit
and go.
Okay, to help you guys sync this up as well as you can. We'll try to tell
one
you
of us
on.
Will
ours,
shout
ours,
out.
Ours is buffering, which is perfect. And
now,
Filmation presents He-Man
and the Masters of the Universe.
So that other guy, the guy that actually did the voice, was a little more epic than what we had.
It's true. It's a beautiful pink.
Why the hell is, like, for a good guy, why the hell is that such a creepy castle? Like, did he kill somebody to get it?
No, it used to be the stronghold of the warlords of Eternia. And apparently, much like Clark Kent, a really simple disguise is the really easy way to go. So he wears a white leotard and a pink vest with a furry loincloth.
I did really enjoy the He-Man spoof that they did on Robot Chicken, backwards He-Man or whoever.
Yep, Faker. Fakor.
Fakor.
Technically.
Showed up and was life of the party, and the actual He-Man was just a douche.
It's true. He basically is. But you know who the douche of Masters of the Universe really is? His name is Orko. And he's a wizard. He's technically the court jester, and he's an asshole.
The Cosmic Comic.
Story by Tom Ruger.
Steve Clark.
It's a good name.
Guy who invented the Clark Bar.
Clark Bar.
Moved on to bigger and better things.
So here we have Castle Grayskull, which I always thought was the coolest frigging toy as a child that I was never able to see. And well, yes, these toys were before our time. We had family friends who bequeathed a ton of Masters of the Universe to us. So, my brother and I, that is. And, yeah. So, I was a He-Man kid, even though I was born in 87.
It wasn't made too far before time. That one just said 1983 copyright.
Yep.
So, it's...
Oh, the He-Man stuck around for a Beast Man, you furry bastard. Yes, run. Run at the man riding a giant tiger. Smart choice. Oh, away he goes.
Oh, so they still do, like, the Scooby-Doo sound effects with everything.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I think this show would definitely benefit from a laugh track, even. Or a guest spot by the Harlem Globetrotters.
That would be better. I would like to see that. He really has, like, an unearthly reverb to his voice.
He does, because he's He-Man, Master of the Universe. There's the sorceress.
Who's apparently an eagle.
Yeah, she can turn into a bird.
And, so she really rubs it in your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
And spoiler alert for those out there. Sorceress and man-at-arms. Did the nasty and made Teela, which we'll meet later. I couldn't figure that out as a child, and I figured it out about 2 years ago when I bought the first volume of this on DVD at Target for $5. Mustache.
Who is that ravishing man with a mustache?
That would be Man-at-Arms. He's the leader of the guard, and there is the king and queen, which, as the story goes, the queen is actually an astronaut from our time that went through a wormhole and ended up on Eternia. And that's what connects the He-Man Masters of the Universe. Oh, there's Orko, you bastard. Sorry. But yeah.
Wait, and so He-Man, as not He-Man...
is Prince Adam.
Right, so he's...
Thank God Adam's not here, because he might get a little bit of an ego trip from this. Then again...
Well, he'll show up probably midway through. Or, I don't know, he did...
We should get him a pink vest. Snake Mountain, one of the coolest fortresses ever.
See, that makes sense, because they're creepy.
It's true. And then they're Skeletor.
Like Castle Gray Skull. I figure the guy who has a skull as his big look
holding
would live
hands.
There.
La, 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 la. Here they go, spinning.
It's May Day already, folks. Let's get around that maypole.
Ring around
so is that
rose.
Blood, or is that just, you know,
it's
80s water?
It's technically water or lava or whatever. Technically, they're in the sand pits or something. They're out in the middle of friggin' nowhere. That always just kind of struck me funny because it's like, their fortress is so badass. And then you look at the castle that is not Castle Grayskull, because Castle Grayskull, not technically the home base of He-Man, although it is where he gets his power from. Oh my god, you will meet one of the greatest, weirdest characters in all of Masters of the Universe history.
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
That would be a actual character in the show. It talks to them. It's a living vehicle.
What the fuck? Oh, so it's like AI voice?
Pretty much.
Okay, well, I thought it was like, hey guys, how's it going?
No, and there's Cringer in the back.
Can fucking talk too?
He does.
Jesus.
He's Scooby. But he turns into the fierce and mighty Battle Cat. But yeah. Oh, yeah. 80s science. How the hell that's more efficient than a friggin' car? I don't know. Oh, here we go.
Okay, so this guy is definitely from the world of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, pretty much. But it gets better. It gets much better. Here comes the backup story.
It's so weird. I feel like the members of Eternia have just, like, crossed to another planet. They went to the Disney planet for help.
Yeah, pretty much. All the Hanna-Barbera is coming out right now. Like, hey, Scoob, we should totally, by the power of Grayskull. Dude, Shaggy as He-Man would be fucking badass.
Is that... That's not Edwin, is it?
I believe it actually is.
Holy shit, it's Edwin. Yeah, that's got... He's not one of my favorite voice actors.
Oh, he's
but
up
I would
there.
Say, like, he's, yeah, top five.
Most definitely.
We can turn this up a bit. This guy's...
We can.
You got it. You got one so far. Two, three, four. There we go. Good. Okay, so who's the chick?
That's Teela.
Man-at-Arms and...
Man-at-Arms' daughter, yeah.
Okay.
And her mom's the one with the bird on her head.
Gotcha.
Don't worry, that's not him actually talking. There we go.
No, I know the voice really well. Again, Robot Chicken.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But my perception of the show is really tainted by it.
I'm trying to remember. The guy... I think it's the guy who actually voices Optimus Prime also voices Skeletor.
Zagras?
Zagras. That would be the old dude.
Oh, okay. So Edwin is in for some...
He's in for some trouble from Skeletor. Which, by the way, like, looking at some of these villains now, I'm like, for God's sake, did they just not have shirts in Eternia? Like, even Prince Adam running here. Oh, no, he tripped and fell. Oh, awkward.
What?
Check it.
That's some weird perception animation.
Yeah, perspective. It's a son of a bitch. Yeah. There's something ridiculous.
What?
Like, it's something like there's actually only, I think, like, an hour and a half of actual animation that they ever had to do for this show, and then they just recycled everything.
I like the animation of the guys coming up behind him. He's just like, boop, yep. Boop. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Zoinks. And away he goes.
Oh, so they move like zombies. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Real zombies, not those fast-moving things. Look out, she's got a gun!
What the hell was that?
Mace doesn't do shit to robots.
That was a freeze ray.
Man-at-Arms, where did you find that gun? Found it. Oh!
Oh!
Zapped them both. Yeah, this ranks up there as one of my favorite cartoons based on a toy line. Right up there with Transformers.
How does nobody notice he has that back there?
Oh, because it's magical. I don't know. Again, blonde-haired, blue-eyed man running around with an iron cross on his chest shouting, "I have the power," and claiming to be the masters of the universe. Who?
There's a little subtext in there.
Did anybody read this script? Run, jump. What the fuck is that?
Because nothing has happened yet.
It's true, and they don't have to even animate my mouth because I have a magic scarf.
You tell him, Edwin.
Oh,
oh God, he's got Edwin! Jesus.
Hiya.
Did he just die like a video game character?
Pretty much. Like, oh, no, I think he actually just got knocked backwards. Oh,
there's two left.
Yeah. And around, and around.
Hit the other guy.
Blue.
Who does not see it coming.
Oh my God, it's Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Kill stuff and magic shiny pebbles come out.
He's hiding in the cave like a pussy.
Don't worry, he's back there in the closet. No one will ever find him.
Edwin.
Dude. Because Cosmic Comet is its name.
What the?
Also, the soundtrack to this. Bitchin'. Again, Kingdom Hearts.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I was like, what's the point of getting rid of your hand? Oh, you're a vacuum.
You
better.
Your hands disappear when you suck on them rocks.
Yeah.
Spinning sword. That wasn't He-Man.
How is that guy still confident after, like...
Oh, getting... he has the eternal fountain of confidence. He gets his ass kicked
like, he just
more
got
times.
Owned.
Yeah.
Most annoying GPS I've ever heard.
That's true. Take a ride. Ah!
Sounds like Seth MacFarlane.
Kind of. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Look out, it's a flying fridge.
It looked like a...
There it is.
Nice sound effect.
Yep.
Can you go around?
Hell yeah. All terrain. Yeah, science doesn't work on that. Don't even try and comprehend it.
Oh, he's got an attitude, too.
Heck yeah. Uh-oh, Duck Hunt style.
Ooh. Wow.
Yep. And he always falls in goo. Like, have you ever noticed that? There's always an abundance of goo for Beastman to fall into.
Yeah, they kind of live in a shitty area.
Yeah, they really do. I don't think I'd want to move into Skeletor's neighborhood.
And now they're...
I am Contorio. I need TP for my bunghole. Here it comes. Aya!
Maybe. Wow. Good showing. Good showing.
Hachakaka.
Oh, God, they're holograms.
He said boob to a woman. Sorry.
You boob. Wow. But... Oh, I was confused why they're standing in the exact same positions, unless it's like, oh, it's an astral projection. Okay.
Yep.
Tell us, Edwin. Tell us.
That's right. He's going to make a comet.
What?
Oh, thank God for his convenient attitudes. Attitudes and actions. There we go.
But I won't because I'll get hepatitis C.
Cock block.
Okay, who's got the glue?
Lightning.
They're just gonna bank it into it?
Pretty much. That's right.
I just made a comet.
Like space Play-Doh. Touch it. Touch it.
Oh, no, closer. Yeah. A little bit closer.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh.
That's nice.
Rub your face all over.
What's that
it.
Other lump? Are those supposed to be his knees? I hope those are supposed to be his knees.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hope those are his knees. He's pretty paunchy, though.
It's true.
Oh, God. His knee is getting bigger. Oh, God. It can talk?
Yes, it can. Dude, if it was there, you'd be dead, you stupid little sprite.
It's very true.
Cross-eyed.
You boob!
Look at me straight, you son of a bitch!
Don't worry, He-Man's...
He's going bowling.
No, he's not going bowling. He's playing a game of hoops.
Oh, he's going to
shot put it.
Oh, he's going to shot put it?
I think so.
You're old.
Fly.
Okay, Mr. Comet, I'll help you. Oh, God! Oh, God! The comet was blowing him.
Oh, awesome.
Up, up, and away!
That's right. He-Man goes comet diving.
It's squishy.
It is squishy. You boob.
Come on, you're almost there. Come on, a little more.
Get it up. Get it up. Oh, Jesus.
Whee!
Well, that's the other thing. If you ever watch this show and have any grasp of science, let it go. Because first off, no one has nipples. Second off, physics? No. Just doesn't work.
Oh, God! By destroying me.
Can I just say that is my new favorite sound effect?
Well, where did his hand go? Do you see that?
Yeah. It's a miscoloration on the cells.
And then he has to go back to the old folks' home. How did you not see the collision in the sky?
Oh, shit.
It's coming right for us.
Balls.
Think only of balls, Prince Adam. I love that voice.
Thanks, Father. Oh, the best part comes right now.
What did we learn? No, we don't. What the hell's wrong with you? And you can always be proud whenever you get a blowjob from a comet. I can even see the nose on the thing.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Subtext.
I have a mustache.
Thank you for playing.
There's Castle Grayskull. Yeah, I never quite grasped why like Castle Grayskull was so badass looking. Because it's like, Jesus, that shit is, like, evil looking.
Basically.
But it was the good guy base.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, as a little kid, like, I remember looking back at the toys and being like, okay, so you have Snake Mountain and you have Castle Grayskull. Snake Mountain has a snake. Okay, snakes can be okay. Castle Grayskull, big fucking angry face that you walk into its mouth.
That seems, like, evil. Allo evil.
It's true. And if you do think that He-Man is cool, it's a really fun series to watch. It gives you a great sense of retroactive pride, I guess, in how far animation has come. In 2005, they released a remake, and they relaunched He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, and it's really, really friggin' cool. It was a really cool take for the modern young audience out there, and it's a lot less cheesy, so I'm going to give it a recommendation. I don't know for sure if it is on Netflix, but if it is, hopefully we'll have a link or something.
We'll find it, that. Maybe. Yeah.
It's also called He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, but Masters of the Universe technically comes first.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for tuning into this bonus track. We will have enough time probably till everyone else shows up, so we'll probably pop in another one here in a few seconds.
I'm Dave, by the way.
Yeah, we forgot to introduce ourselves. I'm Dan from Buffering Podcast, and today I have Dave Wheeler with me. You can find Dave on Twitter at Dave Wheeler, and you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. You can find us online at bufferingpodcast.com. We're on iTunes. Search for Buffering.
You can find me online at mindblowstudios.com or mindwavecomics.com as well. And you'll find Adam there as well, as he is one of the assistant head editors with the company. So
that's right. So, yeah, thank you for listening and tune in for another bonus episode.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Perfect.